Shabbat Shalom to everybody on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Let me put up the video countdown. Shabbat Shalom, everybody, on the feast, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Here we are. Let's ask God to bless this service. Amen. And now we'll say a little prayer to God and ask God to always cover us in His blood. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You, Lord and God, for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Knowing most of the world doesn't have forgiveness of sins, Father. They're all in sin. And we thank You that we're Your family. We're Your people, Father. And I thank You that You make us aware of everything and You keep us informed. I thank You, Father, for this day, this last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. 7 days went so fast. But we thank You again for another Sabbath. May You bless this day, bless the reading of Your word, bless everyone here, help everyone in their lives, heal everyone, strengthen everyone. Give us all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we need, Father, to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Heavenly Father, I know You're aware of everything that's in our minds and our hearts and souls, and I thank You again for being aware. You're a living God. There's no secrets with You. And I thank You, Father, for allowing us to be Your children, and You're our Father. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Amen.
We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabad Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Israel. Yes, we're still in Hole and Vault, Tennessee, High Forest. I was looking at the trees today. They are definitely high. High Forest. And there's the phone number, the email, the website. We're still sadly using the Gregorian calendar by Pope Gregory from the 1500s. Today's October 7th, 2023. It's just incredible. Jehovah has his own calendar, which is the leader from the world. Jehovah's calendar today is Ethanim 21. Wow. And our 7-day feast of tabernacles will be over this evening. And this Sunday is a Sabbath also. That's the great last day. So we'll have two Sabbaths in a row coming. I just want to go over a little bit of this again one time. Today, a change in the law of animal sacrifices. Animal sacrifices and offerings. Psalm 40 says, sacrifice and offerings God didn't desire. And then David says, my ears You've opened to this, Father. Burnt offering and sin offering You have not required. Right in Psalms, it says, then said I, lo, the Messiah, says, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me. I delight to do Your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Amen. Psalm 51 says, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth Your praise. If You desire not sacrifice, else I'll give it. You delight not in burnt offerings. That's not what God wanted. Sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, You will not despise. Amen. That's what God wants. God loves when we pray and we fast and we call upon Him for everything and trust Him for everything and rely on Him. We don't rely on the world. We rely on God for everything. Amen. Jeremiah says, I spoke not, this is what God said, I spoke not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. I don't want that. But this is the thing I commanded them, saying, obey my voice. I'll be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. That sounds pretty good. And then, of course, Solomon says, to do justice and judgment, that's more acceptable to the Jehovah than sacrifices. Yeah. Our sacrifices and offerings today. Paul tells the Romans, I beseech you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service. You present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Isn't that amazing? Paul tells the Philippians, but I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. And they were sort of like an odor of a sweet smell. a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God, the things that were sent from you. So doing good and doing things to your brothers and sisters is really important. The things that were sent from you. Paul writes a letter to the Hebrews. He says, "By him, Yeshua, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." I praise God all the time, every day when I wake up, when I walk around, when I, you know, people think I don't know, they don't think know what I'm doing, but I'm praising God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I thank God for the water he gave us and the air he lets us breathe and the movements he gives us and just our life. But to do good and to communicate, forget not either. So we have to communicate with each other and talk to each other. Forget not, because with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Those are sacrifices too, believe it or not. Communication, back and forth, you know, friendly, godly brother and sister conversations, yes. The fruit of our lips, the calves of our lips, that's what that means. Hosea says, "O Israel, return unto Jehovah your God, for you have fallen by your iniquity. Take with you words and turn to Jehovah. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we render the calves of our lips," which is the same thing as the fruit of our lips, which we find Peter is rewording it here. He says, "We're also lively stones, all of us here, are built a spiritual house, a holy priest. We're a holy priesthood." Holy priesthood, wow. We offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Yeshua the Messiah. And that's what we do. We offer up those spiritual sacrifices, praising and thanking God's name and holding him in total esteem. Hebrews 10 says, "The law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things, can never, with those sacrifices that they did in Leviticus and Exodus, which they offer year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect." Never. "For then would they not have ceased to be offered?" Right. In other words, you wouldn't have to do it if it was forever. "Because the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience for sins if it was for one-time shot." But in those sacrifices that they did, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. "For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins forever." But what was it pointing to? It's pointing to the Messiah. "Wherefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offerings you would not. A body have you prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin you have had no pleasure," God says. "Then said he, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it's written of me, to do your will, O God." And right, he is the mediator of the new covenant, yes, that was written in Jeremiah. Above, when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, he would not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law of, you know, the sacrificial system. Then said he, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, which is Yeshua. In other words, all those sacrifices, you know, with no blemish, no sin, basically, were pointing to the Messiah coming in the future. You got to be able to see that in the Word of God. And we should all understand, we're like a select group, you know, even though there's a few of us, we're a holy priesthood to God. We're holy people to God. Wow. That's really amazing when I think about it. "We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yeshua the Messiah once for all." So we don't have to, you know, we don't sin presumptuously and we don't sin willfully. But I know we make errors here and there, and sometimes we speak unadvisedly with our lips and, you know, stuff. We ask God to forgive us and have mercy upon us. "Every priest stands daily ministering and offering sometimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins forever. But this man, Yeshua, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever," I didn't add that in, that was in the scripture, "he sat down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool." Amen. Amen. Paul tells the Galatians, he says, wherefore, why do you then serve the law of animal sacrifices? Well, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator, Messiah. If the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. But it is faultless because it doesn't, you're not purified, you know, people forever, you know. For finding fault with them, the people, he said, behold, the days come, says Jehovah, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And it's not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, said Jehovah. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, and that's us. We're in the house of Israel. We're the Israel of God. We're in the holy temple of God, all of us here, united in the one spirit, one heart, one soul. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Jehovah, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. We, and in our congregation, from the least to the greatest, all know about God. Because he'll be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I remember my mother saying that. You mean God's never going to remember? He's not going to remember your sins? I said, no. He washes them in the blood, and they're gone. He goes, well, my mother goes, wow. My mother never knew that. In that he set a new covenant. He made the first covenant of animal sacrifices old. Now that which is decayed and waxes old is ready to vanish away. It's gone. We don't do that anymore. So people think that they have to do a blood sacrifice for sin. That would be an abomination to God, because it was all pointing to the coming of the Messiah. So that's all I can tell you. All the sacrifices and offerings are gone. And of course, Jeremiah 31:31-34, it says the same thing. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law of sacrifices. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, or my king is righteous, or my righteous king, or however you want to look at it, Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there it is, there is made a necessity, a change also of the law. And that's of sacrifices. Amen. For he of whom these things were spoken, pertains to another tribe. Amen. Of which no man gave attendance at the altar. That's the tribe of Judah. For it's evident that our Lord Yeshua sprang out of the tribe of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. I know why that happened. And it is yet far more evident that, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, spelled two different ways there in the Bible, there arises another priest who is made not after the law of the carnal commandments, but after the power of an endless life. Hallelujah. For he testified, God the Father testified, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek or Melchizedek. And here's where the oath is. Jehovah had sworn and will not repent. Psalm 110:4. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, right there. Now, Melchizedek, when he was on earth, he just showed up out of nowhere. He's the king of Salem, which is the king of peace. He brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest. He was the priest of the Most High God. There he is. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham, of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God who hath delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abraham gave him tithes of all. Yeah. There it is. King of righteousness. Melchizedek. My king is king of righteousness. My king is Tzedek. My king is Tzedek. Melchizedek. Yeah. King of Salem. Priest of the Most High God. And I read that already. Abraham paid tithes after the battle he fought to free Lot. the order of Melchizedek, the order of the priesthood in which Christ, Messiah, belongs. There's the word tzaddik. That's what it means, righteous, lawful, just. And it has all these different words that when you look up in a concordance, make sure you have to look up, find the word that fits into the connotation of what you're reading. Otherwise, you might pick the wrong word. But, you know, because a lot of Hebrew words have a lot of meanings. So there's all the words there. This is not a long study today. I just wanted to go over this. King of right, king of righteousness, Melchizedek. There it is. Tzedek. Right, moral, legal. Yeah, it's beautiful. There's all the words it could possibly mean. Here's tzedak. Prime root. It means to be right, to moral, for, you know, in a forensic sense, even. It's righteous. There's righteous right there. So, you know, or righteousness. That's what that ness is. Righteousness. He's the king of Salem, priest of the Most High God. And that's pretty interesting. He met Abraham, gave him 10. And first being by interpretation, king of righteousness. And after that, Melech Shalem, king of Salem, which is Melech HaShalom, king of peace. Amen. There's the three titles right there. King of righteousness, Melech Tzadik, Melech Shalem, and Melech Shalom. What was interesting about him when he was on earth, which some people miss these verses, he had no mother, he had no father, he had no descent, having neither beginning, he had no beginning of days or end of life, but was made like unto the Son of God, abides a priest continually. Wow. I wonder how Abraham felt meeting him. He must have been shocked. So in closing today, this is not a long study. I thank God again for the blood of Yeshua. Just think, we're only a few people here. We're the only ones that are cleansed by the blood of Yeshua that I know of. And there might be some other people around the world, but everybody out there is in sin. They're all actually children of the devil, according to the Bible. They're children of Satan. And it's really horrible to think about like that. That's what it says. Well, thank God for his word, and thank God for Yeshua, who died for our sins. Amen. Tomorrow is the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I hope you got something out of this study. Just a quick little study I wanted to do and show you that what you need to do for your sacrifices is to praise and thank the Lord. And to, fast and pray for each other and communicate with each other and do things for each other. That's a sacrifice is well-pleasing to God. Anyway, God bless everybody. Shabbat Shalom. Let me get off the, I'm off the mic. And let me stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. See you tomorrow for the last great day.